This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 12th of May 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Paul Noble. Today I'm joined by broadcaster and DJ Nick Luscombe, who has brought in a selection of Japanese hip-hop for us. Hot off the heels of his recent trip to Asia, we'll be talking through tracks from Ivise Beats, Shinokase and DJ Shark, and we'll find out what Nick got up to while touring around with a priest who makes hip-hop. That's all to come here on The Arts Review on Monocle 24. Nick, welcome to the show. We spoke to you a few weeks ago and you were in a convenience store car park in the middle of Japan with a hip-hop Buddhist priest.
Yeah, it's true. I made it back alive.
Yeah. Just give us a reminder of what you were doing out there.
Yeah, so I was traveling around Kyushu with a hip-hop DJ priest called Tatsumi and a film producer called Neil Cantwell, and we were launching a project called Japan Sound Portrait, and we were just collecting lots of field recordings and telling people about this project and discovering a lot of hip-hop along the way.
And you never miss turn up a chance to do a bit of local shopping when you're yeah. in Japan, as we know.
I love those combinis.
Before we get into the music, let's just talk about sort of Japanese hip-hop, because there was a period in the 90s where you had DJ Crush and DJ Kentaro and DJ Honda. So all, you know, famous beat makers, none of the MCs really broke through. And obviously there's a language issue. Mm-hmm. What's been going on in that scene since that time?
Well, as far as I'm aware, you know, fast forward to, I guess, 2015, and there seems to be a lot going on, you know, in terms of really great collaborations with different, you know, rappers from, you know, from New York or wherever. And also, you know, Japanese rappers developing their own sense and their own language, I suppose, you know, within that kind of musical community. So, you know, one thing I've noticed that's quite striking is that in a place as beautiful as Kyushu, you know, the rappers are not shy to rap about the beauty and the nature and the religion, you know, of that area.
That makes a change.
Yeah. Nice hip hop.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, well let's kick off with some music before we get too deep into the philosophical questions of Japanese hip hop. What's the first track you've got here?
So this is Ivise Beats, and this is actually a chant, a kind of Buddhist chant set to hip hop, and it's called Hanya Shinjo.
Very nice. That was Ivise Beats with Hanya Shinjo. Mm-hmm. You have to say that is very 90s sound, isn't it?
I think, yeah, a lot of it is, actually. Yeah. I mean, that guy's been around for a while. He was in a crew called Notable MC, 10 years of hip-hop production. But, yeah, certainly goes back to 90s. Also, that guy's from Nara near Kyoto. And you know Japan, right?
So Nara.
Quite a beautiful part of the world to grow up in. And if you look at his YouTube clips, there's a load of, like, really beautiful scenery with kind of really, you know, kind of, it's definitely hip-hop, but it's, like, coming from a very different place.
And when, you know, you're very much a Japanese music expert in various different scenes, and there seems to be something in Japanese culture where they can absorb lots of different influences. So, you know, when the Japanese do dub, they do the most incredible dub in the world, on the biggest sound systems, and then they beat the Jamaicans at it. This is Mighty Sparrow sound system.
Yeah.
And the same goes for sort of, you know, 60s tinged French pop and the hip hop. You know, it's up there. It's not second class hip hop. It's
totally
not hip-hop.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of it. I mean, we'll be playing a track from a guy in a moment, talking more about him. But for example, DJ Shark, he's been really instrumental in the whole development of turntables and DJ mixers. You know, so obviously that Japanese technology thing combined with hip hop, it's always been there. If you know what I mean. But so in a way, we shouldn't be surprised. You know.
Yeah, and also, enough of the companies are based out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the earliest prototypes of the models will come out into the market. Okay, let's move on to track two. This is GMC and Shinokase.
Yep, so this is another kind of Buddhist chant put to hip-hop. Again, you know, it's all about the mantra. The track is called the mantra is mystical.
Well, I mean, my feedback would give the vocals a little push in the mix.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, absolutely. But I kind of like the sort of darkness of that. You're kind of left wondering, where is this guy and what's
he
doing?
No, that's fantastic. It's a sort of spacey, grime,
yeah,
dubby, really nice. Hip-hop culture seems to be, in Japan, particularly sort of more respected and revered, and, you know, the different elements of hip-hop and the graffiti and the b-boying and the DJ and so on, seems to be taken a lot more seriously than maybe even in New York, where it's, you know, culturally it's now, there's, you know, museums and universities tackling hip-hop. Mm. But in Japan, there seems to be, sort of from the start, a sort of unquestionable appreciation of hip-hop culture.
Yeah, and again, as you would have seen, you know, your trip to Japan, it's kind of evident everywhere, isn't it? But it's really, in a sort of Japanese way, quite sort of compartmentalized, in that it's, you know, you don't see it out on the streets other than probably fashion and things like that. And then, you know, you obviously don't see graffiti particularly, you know, very rarely see graffiti even in Tokyo. So it's kind of like, it's kind of high art, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's in a very controlled sort of place, but not in a bad way, you know, because it allows, I think, Japanese people to focus in on the details and get it absolutely right, which I think is really good.
And in the clubs and, you know, the DJ spots and the live gigs as well, it really, really is, it's very exciting. It's much livelier than, you know, London or some of the shows in New York I've been to.
Absolutely. We kind of tagged along on a couple of hip hop nights as well ourselves when we were kind of DJing in Kyushu and showing the film and things like that. And they were busy, well attended events, you know, and lots of people just so into it. It's fantastic.
All right, well, let's get into your final track, fantastically named DJ Shark.
Yeah, DJ Shark. Well, as I said, he was really important in the whole development with Technics on the DJ, the SH DJ 1200 mixer. He was a award-winning rapper from 1996. I think he won the West Coast Japan Hip Hop DJ winner. Worked a lot in New York. I think he's kind of basically going between the two places quite a lot. And this track is from Oxidized Silver Remixed, and it features Futen, who are another sort of 90s Japanese hip hop crew. From Kyoto as well. So a lot going on in that part of the world. And this is just a beautiful track from that record.
That's Cold Wintry Wind from DJ Shark featuring Millie from Futen. Really nice flow. There's something about the language, rhythms and the pattern. It just flows beautifully.
Yeah, it does. And from what I understand, the lyrics, he's singing about, you know, nature again, about, you know, well, the wintry wind and everything. But yeah, it just does it beautifully, right?
Well, listen, I mean, we all listen to enough MC Solar and no one knew what he was saying. Well, I speak for myself. I'm sure lots of French people knew what he was saying. But you can totally enjoy that without.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the original album's great, and the remixes on the second album also, you know, superb.
Okay, so that's DJ Shark. That's my pick of the bunch for what it's worth. Who would have known that Nara-based Buddhists make such fantastic hip-hop?
Exactly. I know. And, you know, the record collections are amazing as well, you know, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Luscombe, thank you very much for coming in today. That brings us to the end of today's show. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Paul Noble. My producer was Holly Fisher. And join us again tomorrow, where we'll be talking TV with John Doyle from Canada's Globe and Mail. Until then, goodbye for me, and thank you for listening.